the laws of Shinui Makom and regarding Berachot, which means a person starts to eat in one location, then he moves that location to a different location. Shinui Makom clearly affects and impacts the laws of Berachot greatly. Depends on, first of all, what's considered a change of location. And second of all, it depends on also what type of foods that you're eating. In today's daily halakha, let's discuss the foods. There's a big mahlok in Gemara Pesachim between two rabbis, Rav Sheshat and Rav Nachman, and Rav Chazda. Rav Sheshat and Rav Chazda. Rav Sheshat says that no matter what a person eats, whether he eats bread or whether he eats fruit, anytime he leaves the location, when he comes back, he has to make new berachot. The leaving of a location breaks the original berachot. When he comes back, he has to recite all new berachot. There is no difference between bread or fruit. Against Rav Sheshat is Rav Chazda. Rav Chazda makes a hiluk. He says, if you're eating bread, you're always connected to the original place because you have to come back to Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, even if you left, it's like you never left. Therefore, when you come back, you can continue. Whereas when you eat perot, you don't have to make the beracha around the original place. So therefore, when you leave, it's as if you broke the original place, you're not connected anymore, therefore you need to make new berachot. Let's say you came back, you'd have to make a new beracha once you left. In practice, before practice, Maran as well as Haramban were posek like Rav Sheshat, and they do not make a difference between bread and perot. So no matter what a person was eating, if he went outside and he came back, he has to make new berachot. The Rama was posek like Rav Chazda, and that's the opinion of the Rosh as well. That what? That there's a difference between perot and bread. Perot, you have to make new berachot, bread, not. In practice, what do we do? Halakha l'ma'aseh. Person asked you a question. He ate bread, and he walked outside, and he came back. He's in the middle of his meal. Does he have to make a motzi again on the bread that he ate? Halakha l'ma'aseh, he does not. Safek berachot le'akel. Since we have a mahloket between Maran and the Rama, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and Rav Chazda, and Rav Sheshat, so midas safek lo yatzanu. Even though Maran was posek like Rav Sheshat, but we know the famous rule of sabal. So therefore, don't leave. That's the real answer. When you're eating bread, don't walk out of the house, because coming back in, you're putting yourself now into a big mahloket. But in the case where he did walk out, and he comes back now, even though he reaches Maran that says you have to make the Birkat HaMazon on the old food, and you have to make the Tilat Shadayim Beli Beracha plus the Hamotzi on the new food. That's Maran's opinion, but we don't follow it. Because the Rama will tell you, there's no Birkat HaMotzi. Birkat HaMotzi, you're still connected. However, on the reverse side, the person, let's say, would have the same case where he was eating fruit. Let's say, without making it complicated for today's daily halakha, he was eating fruit alone. He was in his house, he was having an apple. And then all of a sudden he walked out. And when he comes back in now, he wants to continue eating the apple. There, according to everybody, Ben according to Maran, Ben according to Rama, you have to make a beracha rishona again. Beracha harona you don't have to make. The Rama will tell you one nefeshot can cover the whole story, but you have to make a new beracha rishona. So in perot we don't have a mahloket so much. But in lechem we have a mahloket. So lechem we say sabar. In perot we say that in the case that I gave you today, I'm giving you a specific case, all these cases are dependent on variables. So pay attention to the variables. I'm talking about when you ate alone, you walked out, you came back, you want to continue eating. According to all the mefarshim poskim, you'll have to make a berachah rishona and one nefashot at the end.